We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, sweet viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. For all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155. Frequency 11,604 megahertz. Polarization horizontal. Symbol rate 27,500. FEC 5 over 6. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Ciat Kumba.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular. Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños. Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal. Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshen Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, students from the United Arab Emirates visit the less fortunate. In community news, an American bus driver is recognized for her heroism. In ecology news, a 9-year-old Formosan or Taiwanese boy receives top accolade for his invention. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 22nd, prominent French architect Mr. Jacques Germain Soufflot was born in Irancy in 1713. He is recognized as one of the pioneers in the development of neoclassic architecture. Mr. Soufflot's most well-known design is the Church of Sainte Geneviève, now called the Panthéon, located in Paris, France. Dedicated to the memory of the great men and women of France, its interior is decorated with scenes from the nation's history. May creative talent, such as those of Mr. Jacques Germain Soufflot, continue to grace our world with exquisite works.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Relief News Update from Pakistan. At the end of June, the Hunza River in northern Pakistan reached a dangerous level after heavy rains increased the threat of breaching. The Pakistani government has thus far evacuated 45,000 displaced residents to 12 camps and asked for international assistance.
So, सूरतहाल ये है कि इनका रिहैबिलिटेशन का मसला है और इंशाल्लाह अब इनके लिए कुछ न कुछ मसले का हल निकलेगा और इसमें
Deeply concerned, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $15,000 and asked our association members to go if possible to provide emergency aid and comfort to the victims. This amount could purchase $268,000 in vital materials if obtained in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of nearly $5,000, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan traveled to the country and with the help of the local groups All Green and the Red Crescent Society were able to bring the most needed items. 950 food supply packages, including high-quality rice and oil, were delivered safely via large trucks on rough mountain roads over a distance of 600 kilometers. However, as the northern area was highly restricted, the relief team requested the kind assistance of All Green staff to help distribute the supplies. Thus, despite further rains, about 147 of the most desperate remote families received the care packages, with widow-headed households given priority.
جناب آپ لوگوں کا بہت بہت شکریہ جو آج آپ نے ریلیف لائے یہاں پہ ہمارے جتنے سارا عطاوات سب کو آپ کی طرف سے ریلیف ملا سب کے طرف سے آپ کے لیے بہت بہت شکریہ ادا کرتے ہیں
میں شکریہ جی اور آپ لوگ ہمارا خدمت کرے یہاں پر آیا ہوا آپ لوگ ہمارا بہت خوش ہیں
اچھا سر ہم آپ کے بہت شکریہ ادا کرتے ہیں تو انسانی خدمت کے لیے آپ نے یہاں تک ہمیں پھوٹ لے کر آ گیا ہے
We thank the Pakistani government, All Green and the Red Crescent Society for your kind-hearted assistance and also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving support and care to the storm-affected people. With prayers for their safety and well-being, may such disruptive events be lessened through humanity's gentler consideration for the environment.
Hundreds perish in China's biggest floods in years. In the first 2 weeks of July alone, nearly 150 people perished as torrential rains deluged the nation. The unrelenting precipitation continues to cause devastation as homes are swept away, crops destroyed, and transport, power, and telecommunication facilities damaged by floods and landslides. In Sichuan province, the city of Guang'an is facing its worst floods since 1847, affecting over 250,000 people, while throughout the province, another 26 people have succumbed to recent floods and landslides, with more than 40 missing. Over 1.6 million people have been affected in Shaanxi province, where another 41 have lost their lives and 107 others were missing as of Tuesday, July 20th. There, more than 27,000 homes were destroyed and 101,000 hectares of farmland affected as well.
Meanwhile, the flood control system of Three Gorges Dam, the world's largest hydropower project, is being put to the test as waters swell to their highest level ever. Upstream from the dam, Chongqing Municipality has implemented an emergency flood plan, with officials planning to evacuate over 16,000 people after already having asked 16,000 residents to leave for their safety the previous weekend. With officials and residents in many areas on high alert as rivers and tributaries rise, some 630,000 people are working to alleviate floods in Yangtze River provinces, including Hubei, Anhui, and Hunan, where 9.2 million residents have been affected, and another 44 fatalities and 95 people missing were reported on Monday. The central government has meanwhile allocated $55 million in initial relief funds to 9 flood-afflicted southern provinces, while personnel continue working tirelessly to carry out search and rescue operations.
Our sincere appreciation, all Chinese officials and personnel working to assist the flood-afflicted. Wishing the people of China a soon respite from these extreme weather conditions, as we pray that such dangers are eased through our striving to restore planetary balance through our eco-conscious actions.
Swimmers in Russian heat wave succumb to alcohol-related drownings. Amidst record-setting temperatures that began in June, said to be the highest in 130 years, over 1,200 adults and children seeking relief in Russia's lakes and rivers have tragically perished, with almost 300 fatalities in just 1 week and an unprecedented 71 drownings in a single day on Monday, July 19th. Most of these unfortunate incidents are being attributed to the influence of alcohol, as people attempt to swim after drinking or leave children in the water unattended. Russia's Emergencies Ministry has expressed deep concern over the situation, with officials as well as state doctors recommending afternoon rests to be implemented in workplaces and homes as a safer way to escape the heat. Russian officials, we are thankful for your concerned interest in fellow citizens' well-being. Our earnest sympathies to all who have lost loved ones as we pray for humanity's awakening to minimize such devastating events through our avoidance of lethal substances such as alcohol and greater care for each other and the environment.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion in the United States, $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease.
Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum.
Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
They're updating their resumes or sending out another job application.
U.S. Senate approves extension on jobless benefits. Following U.S. President Barack Obama's request on Monday, July 19th, for continued payments to unemployed Americans, the bill was approved by a Senate majority vote the following day. Once passed by the House of Representatives, President Obama will sign the measure into law. Expert economists and nonpartisan agencies such as the U.S. Congressional Budget Office have said that such assistance is one of the best ways to stimulate the economy in its return to health.
Even as we work to jumpstart job growth in the private sector, even as we work to get businesses hiring again, we also have another responsibility to offer emergency assistance to people who desperately need it.
Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency and U.S. legislators, for your support of fellow citizens during this time of need. Wishing all the American people lives of productive fulfillment and prosperity.
Pakistan and Afghanistan reach landmark trade accord. Commerce ministers from both countries signed an agreement on Sunday, July 18th, that will allow Afghan businesses to transfer cargo via Pakistan into India, as well as gaining access to Pakistan's seaports. In exchange, Pakistani businesses will be able to truck their goods via Afghanistan into Central Asia. This agreement, which has been decades in coming, is expected to assist Afghanistan's emerging stability by providing greater access to markets. A joint chamber of commerce that partners Afghan and Pakistani businesses will also be established to further boost bilateral relations. Your Excellencies, Pakistan and Afghanistan, we join in lauding your historic achievement. May its benefits be enjoyed by the residents of both your beautiful countries as your cordial relations continue to expand in stability and peace for all.
Dr. Stephen Schneider remembered. The U.S. climate scientist passed away while returning from a Europe meeting on Monday, July 19th. Renowned as a passionate and pioneering expert in the field, Dr. Schneider was a professor of environmental biology and global change at the prestigious Stanford University in California, USA, as well as a co-author of several UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reports and consultant for seven U.S. presidential administrations.
Both he and his wife, Dr. Terry Root, also of Stanford University, generously shared their time in interviews with Supreme Master Television as they explained the science behind climate change and the importance of acting swiftly to avert global disaster. U.S. Presidential Chief Science Advisor Dr. John Holdren spoke of his friend and colleague, saying Steve would come up with crucial insights that really opened up whole new dimensions of research in climate science. In Australia, University of Adelaide Director of Climate Science Barry Brooks said his inspiration and insights will be sorely missed.
We send our sincere condolences to the family, friends and colleagues for the loss of Dr. Stephen Schneider, whose contributions continue to encourage many toward the care of our Earth. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's everlasting love and light.
Save Our Planet, the Many Costs of Biodiversity Loss. A two-year study by accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers, commissioned by the UN Environment Program, or UNEP, titled The Economics of Ecosystems and Biodiversity, or TEEB, puts a price tag on the economic impact of environmentally damaging business practices that cripple or prevent flora and fauna from providing ecosystem services. The report brings attention to the largely ignored multi-billion dollar deficits resulting from activities that cause water contamination, deforestation, fish depletion, and land loss due to soil erosion and drought. The estimated annual cost to the world economy in 2008 for such practices was between $2 trillion U.S. dollars and $4.5 trillion U.S. dollars, equating to as much as 7.5% of global income.
These findings are particularly critical today as human-caused global warming continues to trigger the rapid deterioration of global biodiversity. Dr. Heather Mackay of the International Wetlands Conservation Agreement, the Ramsar Convention, spoke to Supreme Master Television of the gravity of the situation.
It's really got to the point where it's very serious. We are seeing now many very significant tipping points being reached in ecosystems. So we're very worried and need to try and reverse this.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, has named animal raising for meat and dairy production among the primary factors of biodiversity loss. As an earlier FAO report stated, indeed, the livestock sector may well be the leading player in the reduction of biodiversity, since it is the major driver of deforestation, as well as one of the leading drivers of land degradation, pollution, climate change, overfishing, sedimentation of coastal areas, and facilitation of invasions by alien species.
It's true that intensive production of livestock can take up significant resources. We will all have to look at our diets, what we eat, what we consume, where we get our water. All of those things will become important. So we need to work at international level on governance, at national level with policies and laws, but we will also need to actively restore large ecosystems to restore biodiversity, to protect it.
Thank you, Dr. Mackay, PricewaterhouseCoopers and UNEP, for highlighting yet another aspect of the immense benefit provided by the plants and animals in our environment. May we all quickly adopt a biodiversity-conserving plant-based diet for the sake of the global economy as well as all life on Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long emphasized the vital need for conservation and protection of all fellow beings, as during a July 2008 video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan.
So we lost many of these precious species. We lost many of us because they are us, and we still not wake up yet. We should have more rules, more guidelines to protect our natural habitats. Above all, enlightenment is really what's needed to go on. That's number one. And vegan diet with right motive. Number two, we offer more compassion and insight. Also, we help preserve precious natural habitats for the wild and protect the resources for humans.
Save our planet. World's most vulnerable nations seek to lead in reducing emissions. During a meeting held in the Maldives last weekend of the six countries considered most at risk for rising sea levels, their leaders set goals to significantly reduce emissions and even go carbon neutral as a way to show their commitment to addressing global warming.
These include Antigua and Barbuda, the Maldives, the Marshall Islands, Samoa, Ethiopia, and Costa Rica, who hope that their commitment will serve as motivation for other countries, especially in the time leading up to this year's climate change meeting in Mexico. Maldivian President Mohamed Nasheed stated, "When those with the least start doing the most, it shows that everyone's ambitions can be raised."
Our accolades, Your Excellency, other meeting leaders and people of your noble nations, let us all join in making the sustainable steps necessary to secure a green world for ourselves and our children.
Save our planet. The Japanese-made Nissan Leaf is an all-electric, clean-running vehicle with a range of about 100 to 130 miles per charge and a waiting list of 16,000 people who are expecting the car later this year.
Save our planet. The Chinese government bans plastic bags from the autonomous region of Tibet, suggesting replacement with cloth equivalents to mitigate pollution in the ecologically fragile region.
Save our planet. Indonesia-based scientists report that the rapid destruction of the nation's biodiversity, besides costing the lives of precious wildlife, are also costing another part of humanity's future through the loss of irreplaceable species such as forest plants that historically have provided the basis for life-saving human medicines.
Warning news. Global animal welfare organizations raise concerns about the treatment of fellow co-inhabitants at Canada's Calgary Stampede, billed as the world's largest rodeo, where the fifth horse this year just lost its life in one of the program events.
Hello, viewers. I'm Yu-Yu here with wonderful Fufu.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. We love our yummy plant-based diet.
We have a tip on helping well-wishing animal friends.
Right, Yu-Yu. Animal shelters are often very happy to accept donations of food.
We can contact them and see if they would like some packages of delicious vegan kibbles and treats.
Let's do it now!
Sure! Thank you for watching and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, United Arab Emirates students help the disadvantaged. More than 50 youngsters from our own high school in Dubai, accompanied by teachers and parents, distributed food packages to 1,500 workers residing in three camps. All of the school's 4,750 pupils joined in the charitable endeavor. Within 1 week, they collected 6.5 tons of rice and lentils. The recipients expressed their happiness with the food supplies. The pupils also found the experience to be very rewarding. One of them, Afnan Sidibapa, who had contributed his savings towards purchasing the staples, said, "It shows that by ourselves we can do a little, but together we can help much more." Kudos, our own high school students, on your compassionate project. May kind hearts and helping hands be extended to all friends and neighbors on our shared ecosphere.
In community news, an American bus driver is recognized for heroism. Miss Essa Hall of California drove her school bus out of the path of a swerving trailer truck in November 2009. She steered the bus onto a shoulder, protecting the lives of 20 children. Miss Hall was recently honored with the Northern California Bus Driver of the Year Award for her quick thinking and action. Ms. Hall said she hopes that drivers will become extra careful when seeing the red lights and stop sign of a school bus. Our warmest congratulations, Ms. Essa Hall, on your well-deserved recognition. May all children be blessed with loving homes and safe journeys to and from each of life's precious destinations. Coming up, a 9-year-old Formosan or Taiwanese student hopes to benefit the world with his eco-invention. We'll take a moment to remember God within. More informative news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a splendid world. In ecology news, a 9-year-old Formosan or Taiwanese boy receives top accolade for his invention. Deng Liwei, a second grader from Taichung, won a gold medal at the 21st International Invention, Innovation and Technology Exhibition, or ITEX, in Malaysia. He was the youngest ever prize recipient of ITEX for his device called the world's most eco-friendly faucet power generation system. Liwei's innovation uses the water supply for a residential building to generate electric power through a turbine device. Whenever someone turns on the water, the force created by the moving fluid turns the turbine on the apparatus, producing energy.
一部分电会到蓄电池里面，而蓄电池再到我们家庭的电器用品，就像这样子。那个就是一个电风扇，还有电灯，电灯那些。
During this occasion, the young inventor was also presented with Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestsellers, The Dogs of My Life and The Noble Wilds, by our association members from Formosa.
I hope my invention can make the world a better place. Thank you very much.
Bravo and congratulations, Li Wei, on your fine prize and your cool power generator. May we see more marvelous innovations like yours combined with the eco-protecting vegan diet for a brilliant and sustainable planet.
Please enjoy an original joke by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Lucky One, told in Bulgarian.
Продавач по телефона. Знаете ли, този дезодорант е върха. Трябва да го пробвате. Ще ухаете прекрасно през целия ден. Джак. Не се нуждая от никакъв дезодорант. Никой не се е оплакал досега. Продавачът по телефона. Защо? Вие сте от късметлиите, които не миришат зле, така ли? Джак. Просто живея сам.
And now for our viewers' heartline on quantum wellness with author and health expert Kathy Freston on Vegetarian Elite.
Thank you. Very good show. Raluca Tudor from Romania.
Supportive Raluca Tudor, your positive comment is appreciated. We were very happy to have the beautiful vegan author Ms. Kathy Freston share her understanding of the way to achieve radiant health. Adopting the plant-based lifestyle is one of the most important steps she recommends. Wishing you and the wonderful people of Romania happiness and flourishing well-being in heaven's light.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly love and compassion grace your earthly sojourn.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The African Union names 14 well-known African politicians, musicians, sportspersons, and Nobel laureates, such as Desmond Tutu and Wangari Maathai, as peace ambassadors to work toward bringing greater harmony and security to the continent.
Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri affirms his nation's interest in continuing to cultivate amicable relations during a visit with Syrian President Bashar Assad and Prime Minister Mohamed Naji Otri, where 17 cooperative agreements were signed.
During a meeting between Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili and Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev, both leaders emphasize their country's long-standing friendship and express a wish for further cooperative endeavors.
Former Cambodian King Norodom Sihanouk expresses his concern for the people affected by recent floods in China and personally donates $50,000 to help the relief efforts.
A new law signed by Massachusetts USA Governor Deval Patrick protects animal welfare by banning the cruel practice of surgical devocalization of cats and dogs.
Student veterinary nurse Sean Barr in Wales, UK, found that when cats recovering from treatment at a surgery clinic were played chanting and other yoga meditation music, they were better able to relax, supporting their recovery.
Bolivian and Chilean delegates meet and agree to continue enhancing bilateral relations through future meetings, with the subject of Bolivian access to the sea through Chile also being considered.
Olac Sees, or Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister Pham Nhat Kiem, meets with his counterparts and foreign ministers from Laos, Thailand and Singapore to further amicable relations with their countries.
Germany donates 1 million euros to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, for a project to assist Afghan and Iraqi refugees in Iran with humanitarian aid for health, shelter, and transportation.
Vegan British animal advocate Heather Mills writes a letter to show her support for an Australian campaign to restore a now dwindling dingo population to flourishing numbers.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/inwm.